The clock is ticking and time's running out for Cornwall to work out what it's going to do once the government scraps regional development agencies. In fact, time is very short indeed. Cornwall has to get its plan into government for a local enterprise partnership by September the 6th. At stake is access to hundreds of millions of pounds worth of funding, particularly with the European Convergence Programme still with 3 years to run.
For the last 13 years, economic activity, what businesses got supported, what didn't, where priorities went, were set by regional development agencies, South West Regional Development Agency in this case. That's been torn up. They're being abolished. People are being closed down by 2011 or 2012, and the new baby is a local enterprise partnership centred around private sector and local authorities. And the invitation's gone out from Vince Cable and Eric Pickles to get local businesses to get involved to shape the economic future of their area.
Ian Scott runs an entrepreneurship company called Enterprise Ireland. He's very worried about what's going to come out of the mixing pot.
They don't really know what's going to happen at the minute. It's all a bit Lib Demy, you know, let the people decide. It's all part of localism. But what we do know is that a local enterprise partnership will not be credible unless it's got the backing of a wide variety of businesses, not just chambers of commerce, institutes for directors, other organisations. It's got to have lots of businesses involved. And that's actually quite an exciting thing. It's also quite a confusing thing for people.
So lots of meetings, lots of ideas, but no one really knows what shape this body is going to take and who's going to be at the helm. Thelma Sorensen, OBE, chairs the Cornwall Business Partnership.
I want to get across that the business community must take full advantage of this opportunity to work with the local authorities to deliver the economic benefits to Cornwall. I want the local economic partnerships to be what the government, the coalition government, wants, i.e. an equal partnership with the local authorities and business. Because when you come down to it, it's business that will make the money to help make this all this possible.
Cornwall Council's voted to back an LEP made up of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. This has brought relief to people fearing another massive body stretching like the current RDA across the southwest, calling some solutions a reinvention of Devonwall. Kevin Lavery is the council's chief executive officer. He's warning us about being left out of wider southwest plans.
This is an opportunity for us to have more local leadership and control over the economic development process going forward. But I think we've got to be confident and strong that we have got something to offer. But equally, we must avoid being parochial and have a sort of fortress Cornwall approach. You know, we're going to have to work with our neighbours. But equally, we've got a lot to build on within Cornwall. We've got a huge convergence programme which is focused on Cornwall. We've got a lot of regional development agency assets in Cornwall. Bringing together that with the Unitary Council, a single development company, because we've merged the Cambourne Pool and Redruth Urban Regeneration Company with the Cornwall Development Company. I mean, we have a lot of opportunities to have one approach. But at the same time, we need to work with our colleagues in Plymouth and Devon and Torbay to make sure that transport skills, higher education, airports, things of that kind do join up across boundaries. And indeed, the interests of people who live in the peninsula are well represented in London and Brussels.
But this isn't the kind of talk everyone wants to hear. One such person is Llansillen councillor Alex Foulkes.
I think that it's good that we've seen the end of the regional development agencies. They weren't democratic. And they didn't, clearly the South West one didn't deliver as well as it might have done for the people of Cornwall. I think that moving to an LEP, particularly if we can have one that covers just Cornwall or Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, will be a huge step forward. But we can't rest on our laurels. It needs to be democratically accountable and it needs to be in touch with what the people of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly actually want out of it. This organisation needs to be a genuine partnership, not just between Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, but between the elected councillors, the business community, and the community in voluntary sectors. But at the end of the day, it will be taxpayers' money it's spending, so there needs to be that democratic accountability. But we need to develop the partnership. We need to make sure that business wants to be a part and is playing a real constructive part, not just through the biggest companies or through the organisations that represent businesses, but through individual businesses having their say. Ditto for the voluntary and community sector. They need to be able to feel a real part of it and contributing. And, of course, the general public need to be contributing as well, because it's them who will end up being the ambassadors for a better Cornwall. I know that sounds slightly overblown, but I think that what we need to do is have something that really will deliver what local people want in the way that people want, without the bureaucracy of the development agencies, and without the white elephant projects that didn't spend funds as wisely as they might have done.
A consultation exercise is being led by the council on its website until the 19th of August, and a final submission has to be into Whitehall by September the 6th. The question is, with such a short amount of time, the jostling between Cornwall's public and private sector, plus the pound signs appearing because of European funding worth hundreds of millions of pounds, will we come up with a plan that'll benefit all sectors of Cornish industry, the council, and the general public too?